Were you a little bit nervous about getting on a bike again if you haven't ridden in such a long time?
Yes, I was a bit nervous. Lucky I had my daughter there, that she was comforting me and saying, you can use your balance, Mum. Use your foot to balance and focus on the wheels with your hands. So we went from our community to New Sabah to Bhutan. We went round, and it was so amazing that this happened to me, because I'm a hardworking mother, and I don't get rest much at home. When I finish from work, I just go back and do cleaning and clothes washing, dirty clothes at home. Sometimes I take my kids for a walk, but sometimes I just sit at home, do nothing. But once I seen this pop up on the Facebook page, it really just blew my mind. Then I said to myself, I should do this with the mums. Encourage mums, like hardworking mums, like how I feel riding the bike. Feel the joy, how I feel at home. It's different than on the bike, going on the bike. It's like part of exercise. But I'm really hoping and looking forward to get on the bike with my kids and go to work on my own bike.
And what about other mums? Are they now watching you, Verity, and maybe a little bit nervous themselves, but are they watching you and thinking they might like to try riding a bike as well?
Yes, one of their mums were asking me a question about that bike. And I said, if you want, you can come just join in. I want all the mums to join in, not just me. It's full of joy, full of happiness. You can feel the wind blowing on your face, on your hair, on your body. It's full of joy, so amazing.
My cheeks are hurting from smiling, listening to you describe this, Verity. You're bringing so much joy to me and no doubt lots of people who are listening. And
yes.
Belinda, your cheeks must be in permanent pain from all the smiling that you're doing at the moment with people who are getting on their bikes for the first time.
The first 2 days were so powerful and so beautiful, and we have at Gullawinkle a very young population. The median age is 24, and there is over 30% of the population is children aged 0 to 14, but to bring something to the mums of those children is really powerful. And so we actually did a couple of posts on Darwin by Swap and Sell, and we have 40 bikes and trailers waiting in Darwin until we can organise how to get them over. Hopefully a couple of barge companies might come to the party, and people in Darwin have donated the most beautiful quality bikes, trailers, adult trikes, like things that just have never been seen on the island. So we just need to organise some storage for wet season, hopefully, and get the bikes over here. And then, like, honestly, I believe hundreds of mums will want to be on bikes. And we have grannies as well who are really interested and great grandmothers. And look, they just said, can we do this Monday to Friday and on the weekends too? Because at the moment it's not giving the bikes away. It's through Families as First Teachers, we're supporting just a fitness group so that the bikes can be looked after, and CDP, ALPA are going, and the Trade Training Centre are teaching the young men here to be able to service the bikes and look after them and replace things. So it's kind of built into this really huge thing, but we've got a plan here, and we've already got kids in the community that know at 5 o'clock that the mums will be on their bikes, and so they're coming and joining too. And it's just like you can't stop smiling.
It is the best. And I'm sure Verity will attest to this, that when mum is able to get some exercise and mum has some time for herself, then she's a better mum. Isn't that right, Verity?
Yes. Like, I always do that, look after my kids, take them for a walk. But this is, my kids see me as a mother ride a bike with a very big smile. Even to the community, And the people that they saw me riding a bike for the first time, they were like, wow, look at Verity. How smart she is, and brave, and not ashamed who she is. I feel so content and overjoyed. Like every day after work, I want to do this and encourage all the moms in Elko Island to come and join with me and with Belinda.